com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Unsafe sleep conditions cause serious injury and even death to infants. Never sleep with your baby on a sofa, in a chair, or in an adult bed. Protect the baby you love from becoming a tragic statistic. The only safe place for your baby to sleep is alone, on its back, in a crib, and in your room. For more information, visit cribsforkids.org. That's cribsforkids.org. This message is sponsored by the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, very excited. I always knew that he would get back into public service. I just didn't know he'd go back to public service at the same place. We're talking about Bob Beers, candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 4. He's the former councilman, 2012 to 2017, in Ward 2. But now he's running in Ward 4, and a lot of people think he has a good chance of winning that seat. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Bob Beers will join us in just a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. OPEC and allied oil-producing countries have decided to maintain the amount of oil they pump to the world.
OPEC and allies led by Russia are sticking with a pattern of steady, modest monthly increases in oil releases, an increase in production of 400,000 barrels per day for the month of January. The pace has frustrated the U.S. and other oil-consuming nations amid rising gasoline prices. The decision comes despite fresh uncertainty over the global economic recovery with the emergence of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Crude oil prices fell with news of the variant, and then again on the OPEC Plus decision not to curtail production. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at townhall.com, migrants seeking to enter the U.S. will again have to stay in Mexico as they await immigration hearings. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration has no choice but reinstate the Remain in Mexico program for now.
We are in a situation where we're under a court, abiding by a court ruling, and so that is what we are working to implement at this point in time.
Revival of the policy comes under the court order, even as the Biden administration maneuvers to end it in a way that survives a legal scrutiny. The policy will go into effect in San Diego and three Texas border cities. President Biden kicking off a more urgent campaign for Americans to get COVID-19 booster shots. The president unveiling a winter plan. The administration is making 50 million COVID-19 tests free for older people and other vulnerable groups for pickup at senior citizens and community sites. And the U.S. recording its first known Omicron infection on Wednesday. It was in a fully vaccinated person who had returned to California from South Africa. Stocks closing higher today. The Dow was up 619 points. The NASDAQ 127 higher. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. UNLV's Kappa Sigma fraternity has been suspended, as school officials say they've begun an investigation into that charity boxing match, which resulted in the death of 20-year-old Nathan Valencia. The frat's annual fight night was a fundraiser for Center Ring Boxing. It's a Las Vegas gym which caters to troubled kids. The Nevada State Athletic Commission has also said it plans to investigate the event. Meanwhile, Las Vegas police say, well, Valencia's death was tragic. It's not criminal. And there were no plans to pursue any charges in that case. Nevada has passed a somber pandemic milestone. The Silver State's COVID-19 death toll has passed 8,000. Clark County's 14-day COVID-19 test positivity rate is still 6.7%. That's down from its recent high of 7.1% on November 19th. Playing in Anaheim for the Golden Knights is almost as comfortable as being at home at T-Mobile. Las Vegas entered last night's game against the Ducks 9-1 at the Honda Center, but Anaheim scored four goals in a 12-minute span and beat the Golden Knights 6-5 last night.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
No complaints on the area freeways for the most part anyway. No delays or restrictions on the 15. You're up to freeway speeds on the 95. However, as you enter the downtown area, you'll hit the construction zone very slow. 515 eastbound at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., I was there a couple of weeks ago. I had so much fun. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us now, a guy who has been a public servant, and he's going back for more, believe it or not. He is Bob Beers. He's a candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 4. He is a former councilman from 2012 to 2017 in Ward 2, but he's back for more. He is Bob Beers. Bob, how you been, my friend?
I have been well, thank you. How are you?
I am absolutely great, and it's so good to I've always said, and I've said it to your face, and I've said it behind your back, that I knew that you would eventually be back in public service sometime down the road. I just didn't know you were going to go for essentially the same job. Why are you running for the city council when that's someplace you've already been there and done that?
I think I did a pretty good job there. On a number of measures, but the headlines of the 2021 city council meetings have got me very deeply concerned, frankly. This issue over the Badlands Golf Course, where the city essentially seized the value of the land, is going to be a very, very expensive mistake. And I think it needs some adult supervision to straighten out. So that's why I'm stepping up and volunteering.
And we're not talking about $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. We're talking about millions of dollars, are we not, for Badlands?
First of all, the impact would only be on City of Las Vegas residents. So if you lived outside city limits, then you wouldn't be impacted by the budget cuts that would be forced by this. But I think before we get done, it's going to measure out about $500 per man, woman, and child, potentially that high. When all the parcels get settled. And that's simply something that's not in the city's budget. A third to a fifth of what the city spends every year is just not something we have laying around in cash on hand waiting for something to do with.
For those that don't have a long memory, can you go back and give us a little bit of the history of Badlands? And I know we've talked about it ad nauseum for so long, maybe back to during your tenure on the council. This is something we've been talking about for a long, long time. Can you give us a little bit of the history?
Yeah, well, 40 years ago, the city council gave permission for the land that eventually became the Badlands Golf Course to be built residential. There's a limit on the number of units, the number of houses that could be built on that 235 acres, but the right was undeniably granted by the city council. The courts have long ruled, raises the value of vacant land, having permission from your government to build on it. So that right was taken away by the city without compensation, and the issue is now, what is the value of that right? The first of, I think, four or five pieces of land, all of which are subject to identical litigation, was recently decided against the city, and the value for that parcel was something like $34 or $35 million.
Oh, my God.
That alone is in the neighborhood of $50 per man, woman, and child inside city limits, and as the other pieces of land get adjudicated, they're expected to have a similar result times the number of acres each one of them is. And so that's how we get up to such staggering numbers after all these lawsuits get settled. We're going to have to do some, well, the city of Las Vegas, and on a separate but related note, city of Las Vegas does not have the authority under Nevada law to raise its own revenue. So it would have to come out of the spending side of things. It would be very deep financial cuts, things like street sweeping, crime fighting, all of which would not, the city would not be able to afford for a period of time at the level that it currently affords it, unless the legislature were to come in and create some sort of a magic wand solution where the money is found, given to the city, that the city can then give to the developer as compensation for their rights that were taken away.
Again,
that's
Bob,
the dilemma the city's in.
Again, Bob Beers joining us, candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 4. He was formerly the councilman for Ward 2. I've got to ask you, who screwed up? I mean, how did we get into this situation? Who is it? Who was the deciding vote that ended up with us having tens of millions of dollars going out the door?
Subject to your opinion, there's never a deciding vote in a board of seven. There are four deciding votes, and it was a 4-3 vote. But a handful of residents that just didn't want the sound of construction near their house, basically, put up an awful lot of money to do a number of things. One of them was to fund these lawsuits that are being lost. Another was to influence the outcome of the 2015 election. And the guy that they got elected to do their bidding is kind of who led the city council down this path. That's now proving to be very, very expensive. So you can't really pin it down on one person. It's a sum of four, and it just is. I will always be working, as I have from the outset on this issue, to follow the law and not cause undue burden on residents of the city of Las Vegas financially, which is what we're facing or about to face now with this thing.
Again, Bob Beers joining us, candidate for Las Vegas City Council. If I wrinkle my nose and I install you as a city councilman in Ward 4, what is it that you can bring to the table to fix this? Or can you? Or is it fixable at all?
It is fixable. Again, it takes a vote of four. And the city council was led astray by the guy who followed me. He lasted 2 years before he immolated in office, but did an awful lot of damage. So I will be a voice of reason and law in the discussions at City Hall, and hopefully we'll be able to compel some of my fellow members to agree. And at the end of the day, it's very clear if you sit there and read the law, you have to really twist it around to come up with some fantasy interpretation that the city can just take people's stuff and not pay them for it.
Did the city attorneys screw up? I mean, did we get some bad lawyering?
There is some bad lawyering involved. Brad Jerbick was the city attorney for many years, and Brad got it right. In fact, he pretty much quit his job, retired from being the city attorney, when it became apparent that the council was going to go against his suggestion. That's what the council did, and it makes a very compelling case for the judge who decides these matters. When the council votes against the legal recommendation. And then they replaced him with a guy who came up with a cockamamie interpretation that's wrong and is being proven wrong in these court cases.
What do the people of Ward 4, what are the voters there, what is it they want out of this whole Badlands issue? Do they want us just to wrinkle our nose and make it go away?
Well, you have to be pragmatic. We all want world peace. Forevermore, undeniable. But you have to temper that with reality. And so there are legal constraints on the actions of government. The residents of Ward 4 probably are only peripherally aware of this issue because it's a neighborhood issue in Ward 2. The problem is that the council's action in that neighborhood Ward 2 vote are costing Ward 4, 5, 6, 1, 2 and 3 and 4 residents money, because the city has to compensate for taking away this development, right? And that's what the courts say. And so you cast what we'd like against what we have to do, and your option list gets much narrower. I would think that Ward 4 residents, as well as any ward in the city residents, want this to be resolved with as little injury to their neighborhoods as possible. And that means resolving these suits quickly before they become even larger.
Again, an old friend, Bob Beers, the candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 4, joining us. Is Badlands the number one issue that you hear from constituents about? Or what are some of, I mean, are there public safety issues or other issues that you're hearing about?
No. Education and crime are the two biggest neighborhood issues. crime always, and that's why we have the police. In fact, we just graduated a new academy group this week of new officers. And I would be supportive of that continued pretty good police management history we have here in Las Vegas. Education, parents just shake their heads. I mean, it's hardly recognizable from what they grew up with here in the totally bizarre reaction to the pandemic that we've seen in our schools. You know, the answers to that are, again, calm heads in the room. Yes, it's tragic that we lost 7,000 souls to COVID, but we lost 100,000 Nevadans to death over the same exact period. So you have to put these things in relative context and not overreact, and the schools should frankly be open in teaching and not acting weird.
But Bob,
what
is the city's role in the fifth largest school district in the nation? I mean, we seem like we're a small cog in this big wheel. Can you talk a little bit about what, if any, role we have? What is it the city council can do that affects education?
Well, the city council has some direct and indirect roles. The indirect roles tie into the city's essentially soapbox that you get put up on if you manage to win the election. As the temporary holder of that soapbox, I will, as I have for 20 years, call for what I would call a normalization of public education in Nevada. Our most abnormal thing here is that we are, and I don't want to correct you, Kevin, but we're now the fourth largest school district in America.
I stand corrected.
And we're only the 35th or 30th largest metropolitan statistical area. So basically nobody else does it like this and has all their eggs in one governance basket. To me, the most important thing, and I've introduced legislation to do this 20 years ago in Carson City, is to make more school districts from the Clark County school districts and each of them be smaller and have separate governance. Breaking up the school district, it goes by a number of names, but no one does it like we do anywhere in America, essentially. And I don't think that we're proving that it's a successful model.
Well, Bob, I thought 4 or 5 years ago we did that. We were going to decentralize. We were going to give principals control over their own budgets. And this was all about breaking up what was then the fifth largest, now the fourth largest school district in the country. I thought we did that already. Been there, done that.
Well, we gave it lip service, and that frequently is the outcome of the legislative process, which is doing its best to balance the interests of voters being expressed through their representatives and then being beat back by the intense lobbying effort of the Clark County School District. Because that is one consistent thing every session. When this is brought up, school districts, the school district, and its lobbying staff in Carson City vehemently oppose it. And I don't think there's any, I don't think we can do it cooperatively within the district. I think there's just too much built-in momentum for the status quo. Nobody likes change, and that's a sweeping one. So I think it's going to have to be done at the legislative level where they describe what these new school districts look like and implement them, rather than stand back and let it be done internally. That all falls under the indirect umbrella of what the city can do. Under the direct umbrella, the city has access to several funding streams under state law that are used for education and has done a number of things with it. Some of them have been more successful than others. The city attempted to sponsor a charter school, for example. That's something that I have done successfully. I'm one of the founding board members and executive committee members of Founders Academy, which is one of the successful charter schools here in the Valley. The city's first attempt didn't get approved. I don't know exactly why, but that's something that the city can do, that I have some experience doing, and would certainly be willing to get in and help the city's effort in that, you know, toward that goal.
Bob Beers joining us, candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 4. This is not, obviously, your first rodeo politically on the city council, but what is it you need from our listeners? Is it money? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteers? Is it call centers? What is it that you actually need?
You know, the Ward 4 of the city of Las Vegas is a small enough bit of geography that the odds are maybe 1 in 20 of your listeners are in Ward 4. If you're one and you support my campaign, please reach out directly. My cell phone is 702-592-8822, and we can certainly find you a role to play. Of all the things you listed, the most important one is all the things you listed, Kevin.
All of them. All of the above. I think I tell you what, I am so glad, because I've always felt you were a magnificent public servant for many, many years in a bunch of different roles, and I'm glad you're back. By the way, is there a reason why you decided on city council and not, I don't know, county commission or some other state assembly or state senate? Is there a reason why you chose that instead of something else?
You know, I saw Mark Amaday out at a function here a couple of weeks ago, and we joked that we should probably try to bat cleanup over there in the Republican primary for governor, because there are already so many candidates, and there's frankly some pretty good ones in there. I don't do this for me. Like I said, the headlines that we've seen this year on what's happened, And worse, what's going to happen with the unresolved lawsuits becoming resolved over the next couple of years, it's going to be a real serious issue for everybody in this city. It's such a large liability that we'd have to pay.
Hey, Bob, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to help you, if they want to know more about your campaign, give that number again, would you please?
702-592-8822. The campaign website is beers4lv.com.
I love it. Bob, always good to get with you. Thanks so much, man. Next time we'll get you in studio, okay?
Thanks, Kevin.
Appreciate it. Bob Beers, candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 4. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the Valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elite seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling